This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed, blessed afternoon. You are here at Radio K Pulpit with Queen E, Pastor Elizabeth, gracefully restored for his purpose. Trust that you had a blessed weekend like myself. And this is 9 minutes past 12. Sit back, grab your cup of coffee, and let us just hear the word of God. I'm here to share the word of God with you. I am alone at the studio. I am alone. And we're going to read the scripture, the word of God. Just read with me. Hallelujah. Going to read with me. Hallelujah. Just the sound is a bit very loud for me. All right. Let us just pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you. We bow down before the throne of grace. Daddy, we say thank you. Indeed, you are faithful. Thank you, for you are Jehovah. Thank you. Thank you, for you are Jehovah. You are Lord God, King of Kings, Jehovah Jireh, Lord our provider. Have your way, Lord. Do what I cannot do. Do what I cannot do in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Passion for purpose and people. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hallelujah. Welcome back. That was a beautiful song from Natalie Lane that says All Joy. All Joy. Yes. So my theme this afternoon is about how to start this year with a positive mindset. Yes, you have heard me well. How to start this year with a positive mindset. My family, mind is very, very important in a child of God. It is important. We have scriptures that I will go through it that I want us to focus on. Because if we begin this year wrong, believe me, you will be frustrated at the end of the day. But if we start this year with a positive mindset, you become great. All the things that you trust God to happen throughout this year for you will start to happen. But we need to put the word of God first. Remember in the beginning, in the book of John 1, he says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word was God. Hallelujah. So if we don't start with his word, no, my family, you might not make it. So let's start with a positive mindset. I'm going to give you scriptures. He says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17. He says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, hallelujah, of love and sound mind. So God has given us that spirit of power, of love and of sound mind. Hallelujah. So your mind must be renewed as a child of God. Your mind must be renewed as a believer. You get me now? You mustn't have fear. You start this year, anything that you want to embark on, anything that you believe that this year I'm going to embark on, nothing can stop you. Nothing is supposed to stop you and nothing will stop you in the name of Jesus. Remember in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, that is my favorite scripture, that says, I, Elizabeth, put your name there. I can do all things, not some things. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth me. So we can do this because Christ Jesus is with us, in us. When he ascended to heaven, what did he say? He said, I am not leaving you alone. I am leaving you with the Holy Spirit, which is in you. So you can never fail. As a child of God, you are not permitted to fail because Christ lives inside of you. The Spirit of God dwells inside of you. Your mind must be renewed, my family. Please, my brother and my sister, I want you to start this year with a positive mindset. I want you to know that all believers, we have a mind of Christ. We have a mind of Christ, and therefore, the capacity of to think and to see as God sees. We have the capacity to see and to think the way God sees and the way God thinks. Because we have the mindset of Christ. Remember, if you are, your mind is renewed, and if you are a child of God, you are a new creation, Christ lives inside of you, you have the mind of Christ. You have a possibility mindset. It view the lives through the lenses of God's word rather than what? The limitations of circumstances. Because sometimes you can view life due to the circumstances, the things that you are going through. And it's not supposed to be like that. You need to view it with the lens of God's word. Hallelujah. Use God's word. Hallelujah. Choose to see how God sees things. Not how people are seeing things, how God sees things. Let your mind be renewed. Hallelujah. Wow. How do you do that? You must believe what God says. You must have faith. Refuse to be limited. Refuse limitation of fear. Refuse that. Walk by faith. Believe in God. Hallelujah. You know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called. Are you not called? Don't you love God? Do God not love you? God loves you too. You are called by God. So we as brethren, we have no spirit of fear in us. Start with a positive mindset. And I'm telling you, my brother, I'm telling you, my sister, you will win. You will become more than a conqueror. You will defeat the enemy. You will do great exploits. You will be so proud of yourself if your mind can just be renewed and it can be positive. It's in Romans chapter 8 verse 28 where the Bible said, hallelujah, we know all things works together for good for those who love God. Do you love God? Things are going to work for good. Do you love God? You will prosper this year. Do you love God? You will excel in everything that you do. That is what the word of God says. And this time around, we must really put our trust in the word of God, the promises of God's word. Let's put our trust in there. He says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5, he says, brethren, trust in the Lord, not in men. Trust in the Lord with your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It is the word of God. Trust in the word. Trust in the Lord. Trust in his promises. Trust in his word and lean not unto your own understanding. In all the ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. No one will fail this year. No one, as long as you trust in the Lord, as long as you don't lean on your own understanding, you will become great. You will flourish. You will prosper. You will become so great. People will look to you and ask, how did you do this? It's because you did not lean on your own understanding, but you have put your trust and you have put your confidence in the Lord. You have put your confidence in the Lord. And when we do that, my family, you will prosper just as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, let's read. Hallelujah. It says, when you meditate on the word of God, your spirit is trained to believe that all things are possible with him. So as jy die woord van die Here elke keer lees and jy rehearse the word of God, you meditate on the word of God, your mindset will be renewed and you train, your spirit is trained to believe that all things are possible. Hallelujah. It's possible with God. Nie met mens nie. With God. Because the woord van die Here, he says in the word of God that my word will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I've sent it forth to do. So this year, let's take his word seriously, my family. Let's take his word seriously. Let's meditate on the work of God. Come on, somebody. You know you can do all things. Come on, somebody. You can become what God says you become. God says, I know the plans that I have for you. Not to fail. Come on. He says to prosper as your soul prosper. He says not to harm you. He says to give you a great future. Those are the promises of God. You're not permitted to fail this year. When we put the Lord as the center of everything and you make him the source of your life, the source of your marriage, source of your children, source of your income, source of your business, source of your work, source of everything that you do, come on, you are not permitted to fail because God got your back. Hallelujah. Oh my God, this is an honor. This is news for us. And as children of God, if we know this truth, listen to me, you will not fear. If you know this truth, you will walk up straight. If you know this truth, you will be so bold. You'll be so confident. You'll be so full of yourself. You will just know that, you know what? I'm going to make it. I don't get to know. I failed last year, but this is a new year. I'm going to make it. Listen to me. I'm speaking to somebody in there. I'm speaking to somebody that is listening to my voice. You're gonna make it. 2025 is gone. In 2026, you're gonna make it, because this time around, your mind is a positive mindset. Your mind is renewed. This time around, you have put the word of God first, and you have made him the center of your life. Therefore, my brother, my sister, as you hear my voice, you're gonna make it. This is your year. You will prosper. You will flourish. You will take over. You will become so great. Your life will be a wonder. People will want to come to you. You will be a voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Things will start to work for you. People will favor you in the name of Jesus. Everything will turn around for your good in the name of Jesus, because God is with you. Hallelujah. And he says, greater is he that lives inside of you, which is God, than the enemy that's in the world, that loves to lie to God's people. Lies, tell us all kinds of lies, to say that you're not going to make it, that no, you're not going to start that job, you're going to fail. The devil is a liar. Let's quickly go to a short break. We'll be back soon. Stay tuned. God bless. Ja, ons is weer terug hier met Queen E at Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. This is 28 minutes over 12. It is 28 minutes past 12. The theme of today is to how to start this year with a positive mindset. How to start this year with a positive mindset. Persoon wat nou daar gesing het, was Elsie Cross featured Len Miller, wat sê Hemel Rym. Hemel Rym. Ja, kom ons gaan terug na die woord van die Here. Let's continue with the word of God. I said that in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Our problem these days is we want to lean on our own understanding. We want to lean on what we know. And we want to let go of the knowledge of Christ, of the word of God, of the wisdom of God. And if you want to lean on your own understanding, you're going to make it so difficult for yourself. But if you put your trust in the Lord and believe in him, I said your trusting in God is conscious dependence on God. You consciously depend on God when you lean on God. There's nothing that you can do without his word, without the direction of his word. That is consciously leaning on God and his word. Much like leaning on a tree for support. Much like leaning on a tree, when that tree is standing, that palm tree, I have a palm tree right opposite my house. If I lean against that palm tree will never fall. So it's the same. When you lean on God, you're not permitted to fall. It's difficult. It's not easy for you to fall because you lean on God. Hallelujah. So the same thing when you lean on God. Hallelujah. Leaning unto God. Command to acknowledge him is to observe him and to get to know him. Hallelujah. In process of living. You start to know him. You start to live the life Christ wants us to live. Hallelujah. It is very important. It is to be rooted in faith. It is to be rooted in faith formed through walking with God. As jy wil in jou geloof in magtiger raak, sterker raak en positief raak in jou geloof in, dan moet jy met God loop is by walking with God and strengthen by remembering his faithfulness. That is how you renew your mind. That's how you renew your mind. When you meditate on the word of God, your spirit is trained to do what? To believe that all things are possible. Your mind is trained that I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Your mind is trained. I can never be a failure. Your mind is trained with God on my side. I can never fail. So your mind is the thing that needs to be trained. Lean not this year on your own understanding. Please, my family, lean not this year on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your mind, and lean not on your understanding. When you do that, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you, in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. So mense, as ons kan kyk na die woord van die Here toe en ons major dit op in ons eie lewe, daar's niks wat ons kan doen sonder sy woord nie, man. Jy kan nooit ver kom sonder sy woord. Ons het sy woord nodig. En as ons die woord van die Here eerste sit in ons lewe, kyk die mense, dan gaan ons dit maak in die lewe. You prosper as your soul will prosper. Hallelujah. You prosper. As your mind gerenew word, if you go or if you are faced with challenges, ek gaan vir julle net so 'n kort storieetjie gee of my own life. Because of your mind that is so full of positiveness. I'm not going back to 2025, but there are so many storms that I fought throughout 2025. By the grace of God, I won those battles, but I won it first in my mind. I won it first in my mind before it could manifest in the physical, the positiveness. I started with my mind. Ek het die battles gekyk en bang geraak nie. Now I look at the battles and I knew that you battle, I will conquer you. Because victory belongs to Jesus. I knew that I will conquer you. Victory belongs to Jesus. And I knew that I can do all things through Christ Jesus. But if I had not the word of God, if I didn't know this truth, which is the word of God, then I know today, I might have said something else today. I would have lost the battle. But I knew, I was so confident that the battle was never mine, and I handed the battle over to God. So deur alles wat ek die jaar 25 deur 2025 deur gegaan het, het ek alles in God se hande geplaas. Ek het my mindset gernie. Ek het vir myself gesê, Elizabeth, hierdie battle is groot, is groter as jy. Hierdie battle is joune nie, maar hierdie battle gaan jy wen. Hoe gaan jy hierdie battle wen? Jy gaan hierdie battle wen as jy God se woord vat en jy apply God se woord en jy laat die woord self veg teen die battle. En ek het net dit gedoen en ek het die battle gewen. Ons almal gaan deur battles. Most of us are going through trials. But you can defeat the enemy, but by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. That is why in the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, the Bible makes us to understand, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Those are the scriptures that made me to be so strong throughout the battle. I knew that I am not alone. I knew that my God got my back. I knew that I'm not alone. God is with me. Hallelujah. And I will not be dismayed because he is my God. God's word will never return to him void, my family. God is not like a man that he should lie. As the Here has said, you've got my back. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to fight for you. Keep his promises. Believe in the spoken word. Meditate on the word of God. These are the words of God that I had to take. And I had to meditate on it day and night. And my mind was renewed. And in the midst of the storm, I was so full of peace. Here mense, dis die lekkerste plek om te wees wanneer jy deur 'n battle gaan en jy is so rustig. Jy is so rustig want jy op vertroue as op God. Jou vertroue is nie op mens nie. Jou vertroue is op God en dit maak die lewe soveel makliker. Want as jy vertroue nie op God is nie, dan kry jy mense wat sê, "Oeh, ek wil 'n grandpa drink, ek wil God diepel drink, ek wil diepel drink, ek is depressed, ek is stres." No, don't speak those things over your life. Dit mag miskien soos 'n reality lyk, but you have the right to take your tablet must be the word of God. Take the word of God as a tablet. In die midst van my storm in 2025 het ek nie eens een tablet gedrink nie. Ek het nie eens een, my tablet was daaglikse brood was die woord van God and it sustained my life. It made me to be so full of wisdom, full of knowledge and it make it matured me spiritually. Battles that ons deurgaan, baie kere moet ons deurgaan. It's not to kill us. It's to make us strong. It is to make us wise. I came out more wise. Full of the anointing, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power, full of wisdom. That is what the battles does. He says in the book of Philippians 4, he says, don't be anxious, do not be anxious of anything. Ons raak te bang vir goedere waarvoor ons nie moet bang wees nie. He said, do not be anxious of anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Osrak bang, osrak anxious, we fear. And our problem is you take the problem, you make it your problem. Remember, this theme is, this program is gracefully restored for His purpose. So for you to be restored, it starts with your mind. The battlefield starts in the mind. So when I say do not be anxious of anything, which means as your mind will say, oh, I can fail. So your mind say, I'm going to lose this battle. And then you give your mind the word of God. You renew your mind by meditating on the word of God. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is strong. Don't play with His word. The word of God can bring you out of a muddy pit, of a pit where you are in. It can restore you, it can change, it can transform you. The word, the word, the word, the word of God. Meditate on it. This year, renew your mind. This year, have a positive mindset. Go for that job. Go for that interview. Go for that. Embark on that studies. Go for it. I don't care about your age, whether you're 40 or 50. If you want to embark on studies, do that. Because you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth you. Hallelujah. For we love by faith and not by sight. We need to understand who we are in Christ Jesus. We need to understand who we are, who lives inside of us. We are more than conquerors. We have defeated, the devil has been defeated many years ago, 2000. So he must not even be a person that you need to consider. Let's quickly go for a short break and be back soon. Stay tuned. Before, I will play Marisa Verhage as Emmanuel. That is the song that's going to play now. Ons is weer terug here with me at Radio K Pulpit with Queen E at gracefully restored for His purpose. That is now 12:41. We are almost done with this program. But people, I hope you have learned something today. We need to have a positive mindset. Please, the year has just begun. We are almost at the end of this month and we are about to approach the second month, which is February. Let our mind be renewed. Let us have a positive mindset. A negative mindset, and I want you to know, a negative mind, it produces restricted life. It produces a restricted life. Die dinge wat jy sou bekom het, die dinge wat jy sou gewees het, sal jy nie kan bekom nie en jy kan dit nie wees nie, want your mind is negatief. Alles om jou, everything around you is negative. But the mind that is aligned with God's promises produces boldness, clarity, confidence to move forward. So if you want to move forward in life, have that positive mindset. You want to make it in life, have that positive mindset. And for you to have that positive mindset, walk with God this year. Walk with God and walk by faith. Walk with God and walk by faith. I said you're taking steps even when you cannot see the full outcome. You will make it in life. Take that first step. Take that first step. You will make it in life. I don't care who say what. I don't care what the enemy is doing. I don't care what people are saying. But you, today onwards, as you hear my voice, you be the one that will take that first step. Make that move. Remember, faith without works is dead. Father said that you even DR will do. I said last week when I was here, I said, write the vision down. That is also a positive mindset. What did God show you? Who are you? Who do you want to become? What do you want to achieve this year? He says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 6. The Bible makes us understand. He said, for the carnal mind is dead. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Don't have a carnal mindset this year. Please, my brethren, don't have a carnal mindset. Rather have a positive mindset. Spiritually minded is life. I want you to know that the mind is one of God's greatest gift to man. That is a mind. It begin by the mind is one of the greatest gift to man. A renewed mind is a treasure house of divine potential. Because when your mind is aligned with the Spirit of God, it becomes well full of wisdom. You can start to think clearly. Clarity, direction. Because your mind is renewed. I want you to know that your mind carries ideas, will, choices, imagination, thoughts, and creativity and innovation. Those are what the mind is carrying. So are you ready to renew your mind? Are you ready to start this year with a positive mindset? Vergeet van wat jy verloor het. Vergeet van wat gewerk en nie gewerk het nie. Begin hierdie jaar met 'n positiewe mindset. And hear me well. If you do that, if you apply your mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens, when you read the word of God, when you meditate on the word of God, mense, julle doen soveel insig op. Because that's why the Bible says people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And what is knowledge? As what they learn. They meditate on the word of God and they obtain more knowledge. But if they don't have it, they perish. Hallelujah. So it is very, very informed. There is something that I will read out of the scripture of the book of my father. He said there are two realms of the mind, the natural mind and the spiritual mind. Renew the mind is transformed through the influences of God's word and the impartation of the Holy Spirit in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. When your mind is yielded to Christ, divine possibilities begin to unfold. So daar die persoon sê, no, it is impossible, I won't be able to do it, it's difficult. You have a positive mindset. You know that I can do it. You know that it's possible. You know that I can defeat this Goliath. You know I will do all things through Christ Jesus. But your mindset must be renewed. Hallelujah. Your mind must be nourished through the word of God. Your mind must be nourished through prayer, through meditation. Hallelujah. Through inspired pursuit and purposeful action. Sê gou vir my as jy dit het, wie gaan fail? You never fail, my family. You never fail. Let's take a quick break. You never fail, believe me.
Het jy daardie fascinerende onderhoud geniet en gewens jy kon dit weer luister? Het jy iets inspirerends gehoor en gehoop jy kan dit met 'n vriend deel? Wel, jy kan. Besoek kypulpit.co.za. Kies die potgooi opsie. Soek jou gunsteling program, vind daar die insetsel waarna jy wil luister. Klik en geniet. Dit kan nie makliker wees om daardie wonderlike radio-oomblikke op kypulpit.co.za te herleef nie. Kaapse Kansel, 729 AM. Van die woord na jou hart.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. 729 AM.
Hallelujah. Kom ons gaan weer terug na die mind toe. Julle is nog steeds met Queenie hier, by Radio Cape Pulpit. Ag mense, as julle wil inskakel na 081-729-1657 vir enige prayer request, vir enige iets wat julle wil weet, of wat julle graag wil, gebed van wil hier, asseblief bly ingeskakel. Ja, dit is baie belangrik, my familie. Let our mind be renewed. As ons die boek van 1 Samuel kan lees, jy kan het gaan lees by die huis 17. Bible make us to understand it was the story of David and Goliath. The story of David and Goliath. Hallelujah. The young David with faith in God, he defeats the giant Goliath with a sling and a stone. I don't know the Goliath in your life, but if David could defeat that Goliath, you can also defeat any Goliath. He did it with a sling and a stone. It shows how God gives strength to overcome huge challenges. This time around, I believe that sling and that stone is the word of God. We can overcome him through our testimonies and the blood of the Lamb. So let us do the right thing. Let us do the right thing. Our mind must be renewed. God wants to do great things in our lives. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to become great. But your mind must be renewed. Your mind must be renewed. A positive mindset, do you know what a positive mindset does? It can seriously upgrade your life. A positive mindset can take you from zero to hero. A positive mindset can take you from a nothing to something, from a nobody to a somebody. That is a positive life. That's a positive mindset. So your mind must be positive. Hallelujah. I said positivity attracts good vibes and people, making connections stronger. Alles om jou is positief. When they say there's a casting down, you say there's a lifting up. Everything about you is positive. When they say that you are a failure, you said, I'm a winner, man. Alles van jou is positive. It boosted productivity. You focus better and get stuff done with more energy. That's a positive mindset. I can do this. I can embark on this. Ek is besig met studies. Hoe lang leer ek? Ek is besig met studies. Ek is al verby die 50s. Ek is besig met studies en ek sê vir myself, I'm going to embark on this. En ek sit elke jaar vir my a goal. Ek wil elke jaar iets different doen. Every year I want to embark on something new. And I set goals for myself. Just as I've said in the beginning of the year, Habakkuk chapter 3, write the vision down. Jy het hierdie visie neergeskryf. Dis ook 'n positive mindset. Wat het jy hier neergeskryf? What have you written down? What is it that you can run with throughout this year? What is that thing that you can say, you know what, I'm going to tick February. Oh my God, I have achieved this. March, oh, I have achieved this. I have done this. You must write the vision down. Positive mindset. It makes you to be happy. When you have a positive mindset, you know it flow down. You don't have days that you can say, you know what, this is my worst day. No. Your brain releases feel good chemicals, making you to feel lighter and feel more content. You feel more excited for life. You're ready. Ek het nou net last year, last maand, hierdie maand is nog altyd my birthday month. Dit was 21 January. Ek het myself gesê, ek het my gesê, Elizabeth, jy gaan nie vir enige een wag om vir jou uit te vat. Jy gaan vir jouself uitneem. Ek het gevlieg oos Londen toe, ek het teruggevlieg. Dit is a positive mindset. I enjoy my life, but I was seated at the feet of Christ. I was like Mary. I was seated with the Bible. I was seated with God. I wanted to know God. Wat het jy vir Elizabeth hierdie jaar? What is it about me this year? Where are you taking me this year? But for you to obtain those knowledge, you must sit with Christ. For you to obtain those knowledge, you must hear from the Holy Spirit. You must make the Holy Spirit your friend. You must make him your friend. You will improve in everything that you do. You will become so great. You become so great, you will achieve so much, and you will tell yourself, you know what? Thank you, Jesus, for my life. You will look forward for everything that is ahead of you. You will look forward for a great year. You will look forward for February, forward for March, up until December, because your mind is renewed. Your mind is positive. But all these things, you can do it with Christ Jesus on your side. Father God, we thank you. God, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. Thank you for the word of today. Thank you for renewing our mind. Thank you, Father, Lord God, for renewing our mind, oh God, through your word. Thank you, God, for strengthening our faith, oh God, to believe your promises and to walk, oh God, in fullness of what is possible for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless that sister that has listened to your word. Bless that brother and let them year be blessed this year. May this be their best year ever in the name of Jesus. Satan, I bind you. I bind you with all your wicked lies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind you. I come against every lies of the enemy. Every evil forces, every powers, every principalities, every strongholds, I come against it. I bind in the mighty name of Jesus and I declare you blessed in Jesus' name. You are blessed and highly favored. God bless you. Shalom. May you have a blessed day further. My time is up. So is yours. We'll see again, meet again next week. Same place, same time. Till we meet again. God bless. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.